This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A dozen former top intelligence officials speaking out in support of John Brennan while speaking out against President Trump's decision to revoke the former CIA chief's security clearance. In a joint letter to the White House, they call it a political move, which special counsel to President Trump Kellyanne Conway denies.
You keep those security clearances as a professional courtesy or to keep an unbroken line for the next successor administration. If you can be helpful with respect to
advice.
National security. He's proven neither.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends. It's day two of deliberations in the bank and tax fraud trial of former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort. Yesterday, jurors sent the judge a note with questions, including one that asked for him to redefine reasonable doubt. This is USA Radio News.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in four warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code RADIO15 to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com. The Company Store. Comfort that fits your style.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Across the nation and across the world, people continue to mourn the loss of Aretha Franklin. The singer died yesterday at the age of 76. A crowd has been outside Detroit's new Bethel Baptist Church, where her father had been a pastor, since the news broke yesterday.
Her music and her voice was during that civil rights movement, and that's what touches me.
Her soul, you could feel it, her, you know, the rhythm.
And she set the standard for all singers.
Franklin's family is reportedly planning a public memorial service at a Detroit museum, but a date has not yet been set. A Phoenix police officer is shot and wounded while making a traffic stop.
Our officer did return fire. The suspect and our officer were both injured.
That police spokeswoman says the officer is now fighting for his life. President Trump's military parade, which was to be held this November, will now be held next year, according to the Pentagon. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
One of the busiest airports in the world is now tightening security measures after two people were able to jump fences in the past 2 weeks at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. One of the incidents involved a half-naked man who ran all the way to an aircraft before he was taken into custody. Since then, the airport manager says the airport has added jail-style wiring on the tops and bottoms of all airport fences, which stretch for a total of about 30 miles. Well, it's been 65 days without a peep from the Mars rover Opportunity. NASA believes it shut itself down after it was coated with dust in a dust storm. Tanya Harrison of NASA says the storm was unprecedented.
This is the strongest dust storm that we've ever seen on Mars in the history of observing it, so we had no idea how bad this was going to be and how long it was going to keep Opportunity asleep for.
And she says asleep is the key word, as they expect eventually the dust will come off the rover and its solar panels will charge up again and it will resume communication. And people in the U.S. and most other high-income countries aren't living as long as they used to. A new study finds life expectancy fell in 14 of 18 high-income nations between 2014 and 2015, including the U.S. and Canada, Britain, Germany, and Sweden. For USA Radio News...
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, will we pray? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know. And with us right now is Bob Fabe. He is a down-to-earth Anglican priest, they tell me, with over 20 years of ministry experience with a variety of organizations, holds a master's degree in divinity and a bachelor's of arts in history from the University of Montana. Bob, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I like your question. You ready to confront your Jesus and embrace your sacred role?
Yeah, it's an important question. I think so many times we opt for a Jesus that we found and that we hold on to, and we think that's the one and that's it. And yet, he has so much more for us, I think. And I think it'd be helpful for us to wrestle with some deeper questions around that.
Yeah, the title of your new book, Not My Jesus, John 3:16, Embracing Our Sacred Role in a Changing World. And interesting, the cover of the book that some might find sacrilegious.
I understand. Yeah, and really...
I chuckle with all due respect here, because what you're doing, like anybody who calls to question maybe our... stale perspective of Jesus Christ, we take him out of the relevance of the current environment.
Yeah, or the opposite happens, where we just try to make him completely relevant in the way that we think would make the most sense. And so the cover actually is just kind of a depiction of all of the caricatures, not all of them, but many of them that people have around Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, the book cover causes people pause, sometimes conversation. Mm-hmm. What I find funny is, you know, people look at the cover and they go, man, that's sacrilegious.
Right.
And maybe they're, you know, they could be referring to the Starbucks or the selfie, but primarily, you know, people have reacted to the fact that Jesus has a cigarette. And
yes.
Nobody... Actually, nobody's really said, man, it's sacrilegious that Jesus has blue eyes on the cover of this book, or that he's fair-skinned. And so it kind of makes the point in and of itself when people orient to the book cover.
Well, of course, you know, they're going to, you know, this is going to shock, you know, their paradigm perspective, and, you know, that's okay. But it even starts out with the title, Not My Jesus. You know, when I first got it, I went, whoa, okay. And then you start seeing all the other things, you know, the cigarette, we've got Republicans, Democrats, the American flag in the background, and yep. Starbucks, the selfie, the whole deal. I mean, It's a 21st century bent perspective on Jesus, but it bears to mind, you know, who is your Jesus?
Exactly. Well, and two, you know, what we have to keep in mind is that Jesus in the first century was had plenty of opportunity to have the same thing happen. There were people who were in different debates around, you know, divorce and marriage. Or if you remember, you know, people came up to Jesus, well, you know, basically, what do you think of taxes? And
right.
And Jesus consistently avoided getting into the kind of the cultural milieu, if you were, he would walk past those things. He'd reference them. He'd say, hey, you know, render to Caesar what is Caesar's.
Right.
You know, or Moses did this because of you guys.
Yeah,
because
you're knuckleheads. Yeah, right, exactly.
So. Well, yeah, or you know, it was just, he was really clear about what he was trying to accomplish, which was to embody, you know, the Messiah and actually defeat hell, sin, and death, and maybe not get caught up in some of the cultural things that he could have gotten caught up in, and specifically, I think, calling us to not get entangled in today.
Exactly. Because for him, it's about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the salvation for all the craziness and the chaos going on in society today.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, he has a completely different message that than what people want to make him say today. So that's why in the book, like I talk about the different types of Jesus. You know, there's the, well, even, you know, on the cover, it's kind of depicted, but the Nordic Jesus, you know, well, Jesus was white and he had blonde hair and blue eyes, or yeah. Jesus was this, and it was like, wait.
Born of Jewish parents.
Yeah, you know, and I think the issue is that Jesus was the Messiah. And so he was functioning out of who he was. And it had little to do what people wanted to make him to be. Mm-hmm. And that we have to actually confront that in and of ourselves so that we can get really clear about not just who Jesus was, but then how does he want me to behave?
Well, in a sense, is it not a bit, you know, comparative to God saying, look, I don't want any images made of me. Because he knew what man would do. We're finite and limited. We can't possibly comprehend an awesome God, the ruler of the universe, the true ruler of the universe, and, you know, begin to depict him in some... we're so limited. I mean, and this is, you know, clearly, I think what your book is bringing out, Not My Jesus, is that, you know, just by even the mere depiction of who we think Jesus looks like and who he might be, we fall so short.
Yeah, or what happens is that, you know, we think we have it down. You know, we think, hey, we've got the real picture here. And in fact, that's why I went through Matthew and pulled out the names that Jesus called people, because he called people names. Mm-hmm. And when we have a version of Jesus that doesn't do that for the purpose of his messianic embodiment, then we have a really incomplete view. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, that's part of the problem is that you could say, well, is Jesus nice? And I'd say, yeah, there were some really great things about it. And then some people would say, well, Jesus was all about love. And I would say, well, yeah, but he was also about this. And so it seems as if most of our culture today has just kind of an incomplete view. Mm-hmm. And that once we have a more complete view, then we're able to see more clearly what our role is.
Well, Bob, like you said, you know, Jesus was that, but he also called people out for who they were. If they were hypocrites, they were hypocrites.
Absolutely.
And he picked no bones about it. If you're a liar, you're a liar. If you're a stealer, you're a thief. You know, that's, you know, because obviously what you do is what you identify with, right? And so if you've taken for granted, and even back then, you know, thousands of years ago, people, you know, settled into that without even realizing that was their identification. And what Jesus was bringing was a new identification that was consistent with the purpose that God had when he created them to begin with.
Yeah. Otherwise, you have a very hard time figuring out how tax collectors and prostitutes wanted to hang out with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think what he did, and to be fair, the folks in the first century aren't too much different than us. Mm-hmm. You know, if you ask somebody, you know, who they are today, they're going to tell you what they do for a job.
Exactly.
They're not going to speak about their identity in Christ or hey, I'm you know, I was made in the image of God in order to reflect God's goodness to the rest of the world. You know, people aren't going to answer that way. And so what Jesus did was he spoke to those people by saying, I know that you rob people for taxes. I know that you take more than you should. And I know that that makes you one of the lowest people in our society. But I want you to know I'm going to treat you according to who I know you to be, which is made in God's image. And that is a remarkable shift, I think, versus how we tend to orient to people, which is, you do this thing, you're a bad person, therefore I'm going to treat you as such.
Well, the question remains, are you ready to embrace your sacred role in a changing world? Bob Fabia is with us. We're talking about his new book, Not My Jesus. We got to take a short break. We'll be right back after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Send your emails direct, NSA free, to Bill@BillMartinezLive.com.
As promised, we're back with you just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bob Fabia is with us. His new book, Not My Jesus, Embracing Our Sacred Role in a Changing World. Bob, as we were talking about, people's different perspectives about who Jesus is. And it's quite interesting, you know, that we try to fit God into our, you know, limited perceived box. Of course, God warns us, you know, not to do that. In fact, in some cases, you could call it an outright sin. It's a, you know, it's against one of the big ten, you know, that you're doing here in trying to create God in an image of your own perception, because God is all that and so much more. In writing this book, you know, you're looking over the landscape of the body of Christ, and you're saying, hey, look, we've got to address this issue and bring Jesus into the 21st century, or maybe bring us into a 21st century Jesus, which is really the same as he was yesterday, today, and forever.
Right. I would say let's bring us to a first century perspective,
yes.
which says let's allow Jesus to be fully who he was. Mm-hmm. Let's allow him to function fully who he was to be and how he wanted to function. And when we do that, then I think we're freed from a lot of the things that I think Christians get distracted and entangled by in our culture.
Well, you know, I was looking at your background, and you practice Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I thought this is interesting. So this, you know, in terms of your design and your interest, this must bring a perspective that your followers, you know, appreciate, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, the funny thing about the jiu-jitsu is that it's a very humbling sport. Mm-hmm. I am consistently placed in a in my place, if you will, and that I find that maybe a little bit like Jacob, the grappling helps me a great deal. You know, kind of just be able to orient to the rest of life, but it also has some problem-solving elements. If anybody out there has practiced any kind of grappling discipline, they know that this is about problem-solving and patience. And then I can easily look at that and go, man, how do I practice that in my own spiritual walk? Like, how can I be more patient? And what does it look like to allow Christ to speak to me in areas of my life when maybe I'm feeling really uncomfortable? Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of what I'm trying to get at in the book, is that, you know, we're pretty comfortable with our version.
Right.
And if we allow Christ to make us a little uncomfortable, maybe we can learn and grow in a way that we didn't know we could.
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, Not My Jesus, you say, is likely the only Christian book to dedicate 3 pages of the intro to the film Talladega Nights.
I think so.
Hey. You know, well, I'm sure Jesus could be entertained. Come on.
Well, it's funny because when I saw that that prayer in that film, I thought, oh my goodness, this is exactly what our culture is trying to do. So the children, you know, I like to picture Jesus as a ninja, you know, and I like to picture Jesus this way. And of course, you know, Will Ferrell's character has a certain version, which is the baby Jesus. And it really was a brilliantly done way of talking about how people have oriented to Christ, to Christianity, in a humorous way.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and that's okay, you know, because it is contemporary. It puts it in perspective. And sometimes what you got to do is you got to knock down, you know, the 9-dot paradigm for us to get outside of our boxes to realize that there's so much more to our Lord than, you know, the confined space that we've given him, because that works for us. That's comfortable for us. But,
right.
You know, and I think that's almost an oxymoron, because life with Jesus is not necessarily comfortable.
Oh, man. You know, I'm so grateful for you to say that, because what I find is that I find that I am with a Savior who is not vested in my comfort, but he's vested in me looking more like him. And I'm really grateful for that, so that the work of the Holy Spirit in my life winds up looking like, at times, discomfort, because Christ is trying to make his image in me.
And by the same token, I will tell you, I've had those moments in life, Bob, maybe you haven't, where you just get a little worn out and you want to say,
yep,
Lord, can I have a break for just a moment? And, you know, and that can happen. I mean, I know it happened for me. I mean, it got to the point where, you know, one of my favorite prayers has always been the Lord's Prayer. And I would get to that part, you know, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And Bob, I couldn't pray it. I had enough of God's kingdom. You know, I was cooked. And I needed
that's
a
so
break.
Real, though, Bill. I think that there's a lot of people who experience that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really do. I think we wind up trying to do a lot for God and not a lot with God. And the pain of you know, I think of Jesus as a carpenter,
right.
And I think of him. Sometimes he uses really nice sandpaper, you know, yes. Just kind of buffs it off a little bit, and then other times he has to use a hatchet.
You got the coarse, get the coarse one.
Right.
But, exactly.
Unfortunately, part of my life, you know, is like there's a lot of coarse wood that I want him to have access to make me look more like him. But yeah, it is a challenge on every level, I find, to walk with him, and a joy and a privilege, but that it requires much. And I think when we're willing to count that cost, then something else happens, which I'm grateful for.
Well, I have to say that when I had that moment of honesty with myself and with God to say, Lord, I need a break, you know, part of me was thinking, oh, I'm going to be a pillar of salt, you know, for admitting this. But, you know, God allowed me to be real. And as a result, it really deepened our relationship to where I go, oh, you know, you are a real God. You know, you did say, come to me. Let's talk about these things, you know. And I could be myself and just be genuinely honest to say, Lord, you know, I'm done. I'm really cooked at this point. And he didn't turn me into a pillar of salt.
But you mean that he actually really loves you?
Yeah. Can you imagine? What a novel concept, right? Yeah.
Beautiful.
Without a doubt. Hey, in the book, you know, we mentioned face, you know, doing selfies and all this on the cover that's depicted. But you start the book with Jesus having a Twitter account. Tell us about that.
I think part of the thing that's hard is when people don't have a perspective of Jesus as having been judgmental towards people. The way that I might enter into that conversation, because of who I am, is maybe with a little bit of a wink and some humor and a little sarcasm to make it go down a little bit better. Because it's pretty hard to hear Jesus call a woman a dog, or to know that a brood of vipers. You know, we don't really feel the sting of those things, and we kind of go like, well, yeah, the Pharisees were a brood of vipers, so it's okay for Jesus to say that. But if he said it to you or to me, it would cut us to the quick. And so Twitter, playing the role that it plays in our culture right now, seemed to be a good place for Jesus to put out some tweets to make a really clear point that Jesus was really comfortable with bringing judgment, and that he actually had every right to do that, but that it was for a purpose and a function.
Mm-hmm.
And that was to orient people to what was true. And honestly, I think in many respects to free us from the need to run around and judge everybody that we see.
Right.
I think he's got that handled.
Yeah.
I really can't trust him with that.
Yeah. Well, the thing also, the way I look at it was that it's almost self-indicting, because in the presence of God, you're not fooling anybody. And,
right.
You know, it's your eyes are opened up. And it's up for you. What are you going to do with the information, right? Bob, we got to wrap this up right now because, sadly, you know, we're out of time. I've just so enjoyed this. Bob Fabia is with us. Not My Jesus, Embracing Our Sacred Role in a Changing World. So much more to talk about in this book, but that's why you need to get your very own copy. And the book is available at all the usual places, right, Bob?
That's correct. Yeah, you can find it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. You can go to my website, bobfabia.com, and get it from there. There's all sorts of places to find it.
Well, as you can tell, they gave him a perfect descriptor. He is a down-to-earth Anglican priest with over 20 years of ministry experience with a variety of organizations. Bob, thank you so much for sharing. Appreciate it. All the best. God bless to you.
Many blessings.
right now at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Take an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, new LC Lauren Conrad denim is $29.59. New Balance shoes are $55.99. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are just $7.19. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent right now at Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer valid August 16th through 19th with promo code FRIENDS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A dozen former top intelligence officials speaking out in support of John Brennan while speaking out against President Trump's decision to revoke the former CIA chief's security clearance. In a joint letter to the White House, they call it a political move, which special counsel to President Trump Kellyanne Conway denies.
You keep those security clearances as a professional courtesy or to keep an unbroken line for the next successor administration, if you can be helpful with respect to advice. National security. He's proven neither.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends. It's day two of deliberations in the bank and tax fraud trial of former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort. Yesterday, jurors sent the judge a note with questions, including one that asked for him to redefine reasonable doubt. This is USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender. You fight for me. I will remember. You're all I need. You are my healer.
I don't blame you for thinking that maybe everything has become unhinged here, but fret you none. And that's what you need to remember, is that the environmentalists may have their God, but we have our God, the real God, the one who created it all. And with us right now is Doug Hershey. It is an honor to have Doug back with us. Doug is hot out of Phoenix, Arizona, where he was there over the weekend speaking to a bunch of folks there. Doug, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well. Great to talk to you again.
Well, how'd it go in Phoenix?
Phoenix was great, man. We were there for 2-3 days, did several meetings, and just a great response.
Well, that's excellent. Doug, of course, ladies and gentlemen, as you might recall, is the author of Israel Rising. And there is so much about that book. The photography, Elise, did just a wonderful job on the book, Israel Rising, Ancient Prophecy and Modern, Through a Modern Lens. And Doug, the reception on this book, you know, and the way you've
you've brought Israel, you know, to the people here in America is just really special.
Yeah, you know, it was a real treat for me. I mean, it was more than just simply doing a book, but it was sort of my own personal journey. And, you know, you were just talking just a second ago about an environmentalist and the things that are happening. You know, a lot of that is captured in the book. I mean, a lot of what's in the book is about how the land is reviving under Israeli sovereignty. And so for some of your listeners that might not have caught our first interview, the book just has, you know, about 100 comparison photos between what the land looked like in Israel prior to 1948 and after. And to me, some of the most stunning photos are you know, barren mountains versus mountains that have been planted with trees and shrubs and just seeing the land revive.
Exactly. And this is what happens with God, is that God is the God of life. And when you look at areas, you know, we can look at comparison what's going on in California. I happen to be here in California. I'm on my way to Hawaii, Doug. And, you know, and I started out in Florida. So, you know, so I've come across, yeah. You know, come across the country to see what's happening here. I mean, this is just unbelievable. But, you know, this is what happens when you violate God's laws. I mean, it's really that simple. And, you know, and of course it becomes a political thing, and the environmentalists, as Megan Barr said, they've embraced their God of environmentalism, and look what it's given them. It's given them death. But when you choose the God of life, by comparison, as you say, you know, very succinctly, compared to what's happening in Israel, you see life.
Yeah, for sure. And to me, one of the most stunning aspects of this story is somewhat what it captures in the book, the whole aspect of ancient prophecy, modern lens, is that no other people group throughout the earth, really in human history, has had their history foretold, both about their family line as well as their homeland, of being decimated and becoming a desolate, empty wasteland for that same people group to return, and then the land physically responding. And all of this is written in the Bible in Ezekiel 36, and it's really exactly how it's unfolding. I mean, prior to the Jewish people returning, even in the late 1880s, there's a great photo in the book of a region that used to be called the cursed land under the Ottomans. It was an empty, desolate swamp that was malaria infested. No one would live. It was like that for hundreds and hundreds of years. And Jewish immigration returns. They buy the land from the Turks and start digging irrigation ditches and draining the swamps. And the Jewish community of Hadera is there. It's close to the Mediterranean Sea, and now it's one of the most fruitful in the region. And what's amazing about that is that not only that fact happened, but the fact that it was foretold 2,600 years ago, and just having some of these then and now photography opportunities to be able to capture some of that has been really a special aspect.
Well, God, true to his promise, I mean, he told Israel, look, as long as you follow my commands, it will go well. The land will treat you right. But they decided to test God. And God says, I will not be mocked. There are consequences. But he said also that when Israel, you know, had enough and they cried out to God, that God would listen and would revive the land and bring them back from the north, south, east, and west. And this is what's happened. And, you know, and also he said that when you were taken out of the land, people would mock you. And they would know that, in fact, this happened because you abandoned your God. So all the prophecy, everything is laid out there and now being fulfilled once again with the revival of Israel and the genius ideas that are coming up. I mean, other smart people were in the land, Doug, and they couldn't figure it out. They just said, hey, it's a wasteland, let it go. And this is the irony of it all, is that, you know, for all the years that it was available, you know, for the Arabs and anybody else to come in and take it, they wanted nothing to do with it. Now that Israel has come in, trusting in God, and the land has been revived, now everybody wants it.
Well, and you make a great point about not just the land reviving, but the technology that's coming out of it. I mean, right now, Israel is the only nation on earth where the deserts are shrinking and not expanding. And it's not just simply that the land is physically responding. They are pioneering such agricultural marvels.
Exactly.
of you know, that are causing the land to change. And so
it's not just simply the land, but it's this connection of the land and the people. And it goes back to, even back to Genesis 15, when God is promising Abraham not only to multiply his descendants and be God to him forever, but I'm going to give you this piece of land forever. And so the people and the land have always been intricately linked. And so, you know, as far as just brand new technology that's just agriculturally that's stunning the world, I mean, right now Israel is pioneering something called precision agriculture, where they'll have a field that will be basically wired up with water drip technology, right, as well as fertilization, and they'll fly a drone over that field, and with whatever sensors that they use, I don't even, you know, not even pretending to understand how this works, but they can fly a drone over and figure out which plant needs just a little bit more water, a little bit more fertilizer, and then get on their laptop and make that happen. And so they can tell down to, you know, less than an ounce of like which plant needs a little bit more to grow to its fullest potential. And so not only is the land reviving, but the land is reviving in a way that's producing technology that has really never been seen before to get the absolute best response out of the land, which, again, going back to Ezekiel 36, there's part of a prophecy in there that God is speaking to the land and saying, I will treat you better than what you've ever been treated before. I'll treat you better than what you were at the first. And that's exactly what's happening right now.
And what does that tell you? That even down to the land, God honors the land. I mean, this is all, this belongs to God. And this is when we're out of sync with what God's intent is about every living thing. Then we pay a big price. Thank you very much, California, and all the environmentalists that's going on by comparison. And I got to tell you, you know, not to make it too blunt, but I mean, we got to look at the consequences here of violating God's laws, do we not?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and especially when we're talking about this particular piece of land, for whatever reason, this is a land that God says, even back in Deuteronomy, that his eyes and his heart are always on this piece of land, talking about Israel.
Right.
And that it drinks the dew of heaven. And so there's something unique and special about that, where he has chosen this particular piece of land. He's chosen a particular people group. And really, in my mind, and it's something I communicate with, you know, wherever I'm speaking, is that ultimately it comes down to God's sovereignty. Is God sovereign, yes or no? And if he is, then doesn't he have the right to choose whatever piece of land and put whatever people group on it for however long he chooses? Because if he's sovereign, he certainly can do all of that without us, you know, having any opinion.
we can have an opinion, but compared to God's, forget it. You just want to just be quiet and let God be God. Doug Hershey is with us. We've got more from him. We're going to talk more about Israel rising. Most incredible. It is awe-inspiring at 18 before the top of the hour right now.
Right now at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale, take an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, new LC Lauren Conrad denim is $29.59. New Balance shoes are $55.99. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are just $7.19. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Right now at Kohl's. Select styles, 20% offer valid August 16th through 19th with promo code FRIENDS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam.
You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
You know, when you think about it, that everything is calling out God's name and everything wants to bless God. When you think about it, it is inspiring. It's you know, what C.S. Lewis called ineffable, beyond awesome. With us is Doug Hershey. Our conversation about Israel rising, ancient prophecy in a modern lens continues. Doug, I, like you, when I went to Israel, I was astounded. I didn't understand what was happening agriculturally. All I knew was that this was a genius, that it was God-inspired, divinely coordinated with those that are in sync with God's intent for the land. As you say, shrinking the desert. When have you ever heard of a desert being shrunk?
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many anomalies in human history that have been happening in Israel for the last 70 years. And there's some of the conversations I'll have with people that really don't have a spiritual waypoint, I guess, is in just talking about Israel in general. I mean, there's been no other people group in the scope of human history that have been on a particular piece of land, have then been forcibly removed for 70 years or so to come back to the same piece of land for several hundred years to again be thrown off forcibly and scattered all throughout the world for 2,000 years later to come back to the exact same piece of real estate from their ancestors, speaking the same language, with the same cultural values, you know, with identifiable, recognizable characteristics of their ancestors that left a couple thousand years before. It's never happened before in human history. And it just happens to be the most repeated promise that you read in the Old Testament is mm-hmm. that God will return his people back to the land. And it's happening right now in our day. So not only is the land responding, but all of the Jewish people are returning to the land that God promised, the waste and forgotten cities that have been really decimated. I mean, I've got photos in this book of Israel Rising from 1844, the oldest photo of Jerusalem, and it's a dump. I mean, mm-hmm. nobody's there.
Yes. No.
And today there's over 880,000 people in Jerusalem. So everything has changed.
Well, it's still amazing, too, because when you go to Jerusalem, as you say, you first come into the area and you see rubble still. I mean, it's just like cities on top of cities and parts and pieces, stones in that. It's most incredible, but yet it continues. It's almost like on purpose they want to leave it there, in a sense as an altar to history gone by.
Yeah, I mean, there's been multiple empires through, the last 2,000 years that have controlled the region, and the land itself, it never becomes a homeland for any other people group, and the land physically itself doesn't respond to anyone else. And the rightful owners, I guess you could say the Jewish people return, and everything changes. I mean, just the things that have happened in Israel for the last 70 years are astounding on any level, and it's even more so when you put it in the scope of the fact that, if you have a Bible in your home, mm-hmm. your Bible has foretold everything that's happening right now, and that's part of what we were capturing in Israel Rising is documenting that process. Nothing like this has happened in the last, well, really since some of these biblical prophets spoke these things, and it's happening exactly as they said.
Well, and as you say, God's people, God's land, it is rising. Where are we with the Palestinians?
Where are we with the Palestinians?
I mean, what an open-ended question to ask. I mean, but it's like...
How many hours do you want to talk? I mean, there's a whole host of things that are going on there. I mean, mm-hmm. There's... The fact is, as far as the Palestinian issue, part of when I take groups with my company called Ezra Adventures, we take groups, and oftentimes we interact with in Palestinian communities and Palestinian Christians. For as an example, in Bethlehem, which is now completely under Palestinian control, the Christian population of Bethlehem has dropped from 80% down to about 4 in the last 20 years.
Which I got to tell you, I was very disappointed when I was there. We were not allowed to go into Bethlehem because the night before, a single mother was, an Arab had broken into her home in front of her children yep. and stabbed her to death. And so we couldn't go to Bethlehem. I mean, how do you go to Jerusalem and not want to go to Bethlehem?
And that's the thing is if when you're standing on the Mount of Olives and you know where to look, you can see mm-hmm. Bethlehem. It's less than 5 miles away. It is so close. And as far as the Palestinian communities there, I mean, if behind closed doors, and it needs to be behind closed doors, they will tell you that life under the Palestinian Authority is difficult, and they would prefer, even if they don't agree with all the Israeli policies or agree with this or that, mm-hmm. they'll openly tell you life was better under Israel.
Exactly.
And they prefer to that. They would prefer. I mean, people are people wherever you go. They want to live in peace and security and enjoy their families and have dinner and, spend time with friends and be free.
Well, right now we've got Hamas throwing missiles into Israel again. And, of course, Israel being Israel, they're not going to just take it standing.
Well, and nobody's going to take it standing. There's no country in the world that could take 300 or 400 rockets over the last few days and just turn a blind eye and say everything will get better. And that's what some people don't understand when they're talking about Palestinian and the peace process. Since 1948, the Palestinians have been offered an independent state mm-hmm. 5 times. Since 1948, and the most dramatic being under President Clinton in the year 2000, Yasser Arafat was offered almost 98% of his demands, mm-hmm. including half of Jerusalem, and he still says no.
Right.
And even the Saudi prince at the time saying, this is a crime against the Arab people. Like, there's no reason that you should be turning this down. So there's other underlying factors that are driving.
Well, their philosophy is it's all or nothing. I mean, and it's that clear.
Yasser Arafat, the leadership afterwards, said, look, at any compromise other than 100% was the act of an infidel, and you were subject to death, you and your family. So who's going to make that deal?
And you know, it's one of the stunning aspects going back to Israel Rising is that, you know, if we're talking about politics and we're talking about this Palestinian Hamas propaganda that there were thriving Arab communities and agricultural, you know, economies and things like that that were going on prior to Israel invading or taking over the land. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got 100 black and white photos in Israel Rising that show that nothing is there. So yeah. If there are, you know, if it is going on, show me. I've got the pictures.
Right, exactly. The pictures refute your claim, right?
Right, and I mean, Mark Twain talks about in 1867. He says, you know, we travel, you know, 10 miles in any direction. There's not even a sign of human habitation. I mean, a guy that was Walter Loudermilk, who was in the 1938-39, he was a U.S. senator and worked for the U.S. Agricultural Department, and he's in the land surveying, and he's saying, you know, the land is rich. I mean, it could support a huge number of people, but it doesn't even look like that there's, I mean, I'm paraphrasing, of course, but these quotes are in the book.
Right.
He's saying there's absolutely no one here. And so when you hear these stories about there was a thriving Arab this and Arab that and the Jews came through and pushed everybody out and kicked every, you know, again, show me. I've got black and white photos from, you know, going back to the 1890s. The cities, Jerusalem is a dump. There are empty swamp filled valleys. You know, a little bit of farming here and there, but there's no thriving cities. There's no booming communities or economies. It's an empty, desolate wasteland until the Jewish people return. And again, going back to the Bible, that's exactly what God said would happen.
Exactly. And then look what's happening with the discovery of natural gas, what they're doing with minerals. It's incredible. Yeah. I mean, you have to. I think you have to really refuse the obvious that God's hand is upon the nation of Israel.
Exactly. And you know, even within the church world, there's something called replacement theology that has been taught in sort of mainstream church for the last 1900 years that basically is saying, well, now that the Jews killed Jesus, that God is upset with them and the Jews need to suffer forever. And, you know, if the last 70 years have shown us anything, is that if God is not involved in the ongoing miraculous of the last 70 years, from agriculture to technology to, I mean, pick a topic.
Yes.
If God isn't involved in a very hands-on, dramatic way in the last 70 years, then there are a ton of coincidences and human anomalies that we need to have explained, because there's no other way for a land to revive. I mean, there's too many ridiculous things. It's just so much easier to actually just believe the Bible and say, wow, God said it was going to happen and it's happening. So
exactly.
You know.
Well, we're back to the Bible says what it says and the Bible doesn't say what it doesn't say. And it really is that simple. And I guess that's the takeaway here, Doug, with Israel Rising, Ancient Prophecy, Modern Lens, that people can be blessed by in discovering your book.
Yeah, absolutely. And for those that are interested, I'm in May of 2019. I'm taking an Israel Rising book tour. I'll be leading the group. So if you enjoy the book and the photos, I'll take you personally to a lot of the locations, and you can see it for yourself.
You know, I offered to carry your luggage for you. You know, I was telling somebody, a mutual friend, I said, let Doug know. I'll carry his luggage. You know, do whatever he needs. What a trip. That is just going to be awesome. I'm telling you.
Bill Martinez live from Israel. That's exactly.
Are you kidding me? I'd love to do that in a heartbeat. Doug Hershey on Bill Martinez Live. His book, Get Your Hands on It. You will love it. It is awesome. Israel Rising, Ancient Prophecy, Modern Lens. Doug, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks again.
You take care. God bless.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product. Risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.